Cape Talk, Car Talk.
Jacob Mashoka was lucky enough to not drive the Lamborghini Huracan, whatever the hell it's called, but at least you saw it, right?
Yes, of course, Africa. I was fortunate enough to touch it and play with it and smell it and also get told about it. And I was also told that there's actually two models that have landed in South Africa and they've already been bought at 5.8 million rand as the starting price for each one.
All right. And I imagine that those two lucky South Africans, or perhaps people who now live in South Africa, they may not be South African, are obviously Lamborghini fans who would have been given a heads up that these cars are coming. What is special about this one?
So the Huracan Performante is, let's say it's the track-orientated one. I'm not saying a normal Huracan is not track-orientated, but this one is a lot more track-orientated because when they were testing this car, they tested it at the infamous Nürburgring in Germany, and it did around 6 minutes and 52 seconds around the Nürburgring. Now, anyone who would know the Nürburgring records, cars that play anywhere in the minutes of 6.5 minutes to 7 minutes are the optimum, the best in terms of supercars. Now, this one offers quite a lot in terms of a splitter in front that moves according to how your speed is. So the little black bumper at the bottom of the bumper, the little black piece at the bottom there moves according to what speed you're doing. And it sets you up for better aerodynamics, obviously, to get more speed and more output of the car. This one has 470 kilowatts getting pushed out. It's a 5.2 liter V10. And the aerodynamics on this car are totally different to the standard Huracan. They are meant for track orientation. You can even order it with the sports seats, which I have to say are highly, highly uncomfortable. They had the two models on display at Lamborghini, and I found that the one with the normal comfort seats was actually quite comfortable for a supercar. But the one with the sports seats, I don't understand how you would take it on a track or actually try and drive it day to day. It just won't make sense at all.
Is it a car that you can only take out on a track? I mean, it doesn't make sense for me to drive from Greenpoint to Kemps Bay in something as beastly as this, surely.
Look, it doesn't necessarily have to be track-orientated only, even though it's built for the track. You could play around with this kind of car on a weekend, the one that you want to take out to go wine tasting with on a Sunday afternoon or a Sunday morning as well. It's definitely the car that you can enjoy driving on the open road as well. City-to-city driving, I'll definitely question. I don't think you'll be able to manage Joburg or even Cape Town traffic on a Monday morning or a Tuesday morning going into work. So definitely a nice weekender and most definitely a track car.
What does it smell like, Jacob? You smelt it. You touched it.
It smells like, when I smell it, I would think this is what royalty would smell like. If I had to walk into Buckingham Palace, I think this is the sort of smell that I would get. It because it's so new, obviously, it smells very plush. There's Alcantara everywhere on the car. It's specced very well with good leather spot and carbon trimmings everywhere. So the new smell of this car smells like royalty. That's the best way I could say.
Yeah. Well, two already in the country. Are there any plans to bring in any more?
Two already in the country at the moment. They'll be delivered to their respective owners later this week. And then two more coming in November and December. And then next year, I think they've already got an order for about six. So these cars are getting built for the next 3 years. So it's this year, 2018, and then 2019, and I think they're done. And obviously, because of that, it'll make it a limited run. If you're looking to get your hands on one, obviously, you're looking at obviously getting it only in 2019. But you do know that you're getting a car that's got a lot of rich history. The Huracan Performante is basically what back in the day we had the Gallardo Superleggera. That's basically the fastest version of the Gallardo. This is the fastest version of the Huracan. And just like that, the Superleggero was also limited edition. And it looks as though this Huracan will be also limited edition.
Only 5.6 million rand. Jacob Mashoka, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. We were meant to talk to Jacob as well about R2, the, amendments to various road traffic management legislation in South Africa that in the long run will look to introduce the driver demerit system. But I think given the conversation we were having around Ocean View, we're going to need to hold that conversation over perhaps for next week. So Jacob, you can share with us details and information that we need to know coming out of where we are with regards to Otto the next week. In the meantime, if you are one of those two people that has taken delivery or that will be taking delivery of the Lamborghini Huracan Performance, I work in Greenpoint. That's where our studios are. I just need to be a passenger. I'm not going to be driving anything. I promise I won't be touching or scratching anything. I just want to smell royalty as Jacob was able to do so. Jacob is with EWN. And of course, any and all reports are included in on that website, ewn.co.za.